Dear Volodymyr, as a future member of the European Union, I'm very glad to have you here among our colleagues. First message. In spite of the great expectations created by President Trump's initiatives, that's clear today that unfortunately these initiatives doesn't meet the goodwill of President Putin, and Russia is increasing the strikes, against civilians, against civilian facilities, and then means that we need to continue to support your fight for a just and lasting peace. Today, in the morning, we approved already the 19th package of sanctions, targeting shadow fleet, banking and energy sector of Russia. And today, in this European Council, we will take the political decision to ensure the financial needs of Ukraine for 2026 and 2027, including for acquisition of military equipment. And this is a very strong message to Russia. We said repeatedly that we will support Ukraine as long as necessary and whatever it takes. And now we are concretizing this. And today we will take the political decision to ensure your financial needs for 2026 and 2027. Then, dear Volodymyr, welcome your house. And I think we will have a very good European Council.